Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University graduates 25,000 students yearly and offers more than 225 high-quality programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at GCU. Visit gcu.edu.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 13th day. This is Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th, and I have McTernan and Holman. Good evening. This is the voice of the Christian resistance. And we have tonight, our producer is none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. And we have our distinguished co-host, John McTernan and John Holman.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie, and God bless you and all our listeners. May we have a great show this evening.
Amen, and good evening, everyone, and Pastor Ernie and all of our listeners. God's blessings on you.
Thank you, fellows. Tonight we have sitting in with us a newbie. His name is Ron Ritz. He could be a rising star in radio. On the other side of that, he might get freaked out here tonight and run for the hills. So we'll just see what happens. All right.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. There you go. Say that again.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. I mean, you could feel talent in that voice right there, right? Okay. Now, we're going to get started with the message tonight. And the title of the message was, it was for Mother's Day, Mothers of the Bible. The good and the glad, and the bad and the sad. Now, we did the good. We talked about godly mothers, chaste women, clean ladies, shame-faced, sobriety and propriety, real decent, sweet, clean women. And we looked through the Bible at some of them, and we all have, you know, we're fortunate of us men to have wives that way. And I've had one for going on 54 years now. But some guys aren't so fortunate, huh?
Yep.
All right, so now, here we went through that. We talked about Shifra and Pua and Jochebed and Hannah of course, the most, you know, the most precious was Mary, and then also Elizabeth. But tonight, actually in that too was Rahab, who went from being a harlot to being in the lineage of the Lord Jesus himself, and she ended up marrying one of her rescuers. Now, here, tonight we're going to pick it up where we left off last night. we did Herodias and Salome, which were two very, very wicked. They were a mother and daughter team, just like Jezebel and her daughter, and like Hillary and
Chelsea,
yeah. And just, I mean, you see that all through Scripture. So tonight we're going to go start with 1 Kings 21, verses 1 through 28. So, McTurner, would you read verses 1 through 15, 1 through 14, and Holman, would you pick it up with verses, as you say, why do you call them by their last names? Because the first name is both John. And if I say, John, would you do this? They both start talking at the same time. And sometimes that's a little strange.
Yep.
But other times...
Well, Ernie, you could add to it, like, John the Senior. You know, John...
the good-looking one.
Things like that.
John the Elder, you could call McTernan John the Elder.
Oh.
Elderly John.
Well, we could go with that. Or we could go with John the Handsome. And then...
You better stop.
I better stop right there. You're right, because what was coming next was ugly. Okay, so we got to back off. So if you would read through,
forgot. 1 Kings 21.
Yep, 1 Kings 21. And
all right, John will read
right through first, starting with verse 1 through 14, and you'll pick it up in 15 and read all the way through the end of the chapter. Wow. 28, okay? All righty, and then we'll go back from the beginning and do some commentary, huh?
Okay.
You take her away.
And it came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near to my house, and I will give thee for a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to thee. King Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased, because the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down, and he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face, and would not eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came unto him and said unto him, why is thou spirit so sad? Thou eatest no bread. And he said unto her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, he would not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Does that now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants of this city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them. And it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. And they proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat down before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blasphemy God and the king. And they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stone, that he died. And they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead.
And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down, meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I bring evil upon thee, and I will take away thy prosperity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherein thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city of dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to the all things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house.
Okay, so let's go back and take a look at the start. Okay, if you go back, now Ahab knew what had been said back in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the land of your possession grant a redemption of the land. Now that was said three times here, Exodus 19:5 and 1 Chronicles 29:15, and they were instructed not to sell the land. The land was had to stay within their possession. And so here, when we take a look at this, and we're starting out, Jezebel, who knows what her name means in the Hebrew? In the Hebrew, her name means heartless woman, heartless woman. She was the daughter of Ethbaal, who was the king of the Sidonians. This guy was one of the Baal worshippers. and a high priest. He was both a king and a high Baal priest. And, of course, her gods were Baal and Ashtaroth. She was a bloodthirsty whore. She was a bloodthirsty whore. At her table, they would have orgies, and they would sacrifice children. She was a wicked woman. She could have been right now in the Congress today, the Democratic Party Congress. She was that wicked, okay, a woman. But anyhow, here, when we see this, when she tells him, now, you know, the personalities from what you get from the Bible are so close to Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's unbelievable. I know a lot about that because, you know, we had, going back to 1990, we did a whole lot on the Clintons. And John, you might remember when Hillary called into the radio program here, we had to bleep her out like five times. so here now, in other words, they used to say, excuse me, Larry Patterson, Larry Nichols, they used to tell me all the time that Slick would be happy. They called him Bill Clinton. They would call him Slick Willie. Would be happy. And he was a guy, you know, was easy to like. I mean, he would say all the things. He knew how to compliment you. And here, I remember Larry Patterson saying one time a woman came to him and he was out campaigning and told her about how she had this had happened to her she needed some help. She really needed some help bad. That's why he was governor. And he says, get her name and number and let's make sure she gets that help. And then afterwards she was gone. He says, do you want me to see to it that lady gets help? He said, no, heck no. You just tell them what they want to hear, okay? Yep. And so, but anyhow, they had that same thing. They would say, Slick, if you just give Slick some coke and women, he's happy. And all of the dead people, that was Hillary's doing. She was the one behind all of that, all of the wickedness there. And here, so when we go, and Jezebel writes letters, and she tells him to go out there and find two men of Belial. Do you know who the men of Belial were, John and John?
There was no doubt that they were criminals, Pastor.
They were Sodomites. They were Sodomites. Go out. That's what the sons of Belial were. They were Sodomites. And so she's told him to go out and find two Sodomites to bear witness against Naboth. So here they went out and they bore witness against Naboth. They had this was a setup. This was like the fake a coup against President Trump, his impeachment.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
The Russia, Russia, Russia. This was and so here now they went and they took Naboth and they stoned him. And so when Jezebel heard that he was dead, she told Hubby, remember what Hillary said? I remember her when she was still in college, and Bill Clinton hadn't run for anything yet, but they were talking about his career. He was an uprising. He was going to be, because he was such an articulate speaker and this and that. And she said, and he is going to be my ticket into the White House as president. She said that way back. I heard her say it. Okay. And so Jezebel, she had her eyes on using Ahab to get what she wanted. With Jezebel, it was about Jezebel. And so here, her daughter was Athalia. Now, Athalia was actually even more wicked than Jezebel, if that was possible, because Athalia wanted she tried to kill off all of her grandchildren. When her son, when Jehu killed her son, she ordered all of her grandchildren to be killed because she could become queen then. And so one was taken and saved alive and hidden for 7 years. Now, he was hidden for 6 years. He was seven when he was taken. And when he became 13, they brought him out. And it was actually her son's... it was her son's... What was it? She was related to her son. But anyhow, that was the one that hid... I think it was might have been her son's wife that hid the child, okay? Anyhow... So that's the kind of people we're dealing with, and we're seeing this. It seems to be a common thing with really wicked women that there's a mother and daughter thing there. You had Hillary and Chelsea. You had, when we took a look at, we started out here yesterday when we were reading about Herodias and Salome, and now we see here Jezebel and Athaliah. So here now, when he said, the Lord has said, thou hast killed and taken possession, and thou shalt speak unto him, saying, the dogs, saith the Lord, that the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, the dogs who licked thy blood, so an exact place. And you see that fulfilled over in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30, all the way through chapters 10, 28. Sure enough, in the same place. Do you remember the story there, John and John, where the Lord had sent Ahab a lying spirit because he wanted to form a confederacy with Jehoshaphat? And the idea was... the two of them would go against and fight against the king of Syria. And Jehoshaphat said, I wanted to hear from a real prophet of God, a real prophet of God. And there was only one real prophet of God. So, and he prophesied to Ahab. You know what? Guess what? Here's what's going to happen. Israel's going to be without a king. And so old Ahab didn't like to hear that prophecy, so he threw him in prison for doing that. Now, here, Ahab told Jehoshaphat, let's confuse him a little bit. I'll dress like you and you dress like me. And so what happened was it didn't work very well. Somebody spotted Ahab, and they put an arrow right between his shoulder blades. And when they washed out his chariot, his blood was right there in that same spot where the dogs licked it. Aren't you guys going to comment on any of this?
Pastor Ernie, you're doing really good, guy. I don't want to break you up. Go for it.
I feel like a historian here.
Yeah.
All righty. So, anyhow, so...
Pastor Ernie, we'll grade you after you're finished, all right? John and myself will grade you.
All right, now... It shows you how God has mercy even to the most wicked here. And so what happened was because Ahab, when it says here that, but there was none like Ahab which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols according to all the things that the Amorites whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words that he rent his clothes and put on sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. I'll bet that really got Jezebel angry. I bet that really angered her to see that. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou Ahab humbled himself before me? He humbled himself before me. I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Well, Ahab had many wives and many children. And here, when after he was dead, of course, then if we look over there, we just saw in 2 Kings where then Jezebel gets thrown down off the wall. And the dogs eat her, and all was left was the palms of her hands was all that was left. And then he goes after the entire, he wiped out the entire family of Ahab and Jezebel. The entire family got wiped out. And that's the end of this story.
Why would he punish Ahab's children? And spare Ahab. He humbled himself, but why would he extend it to his children?
Well, believe me, God is an absolutely just God, and he would never punish anyone more than they need to be punished. Okay, and if they would have all had the opportunity to repent, if they failed to do that, and see, God too, he knows what he reads their hearts. And he knows if they're going to repent or not. And believe me, if there was any innocent children involved in that,
he would have spared them.
He would have spared them. Okay, so
they picked up the same spirit of Ahab.
Yep.
You know, the Bible says that passed down to the second and third generation.
Yeah, for those that hate the Lord. Hang tight, fellas. We'll be back after this.
Big John. Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John.
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son. It was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big
Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
All right, we're back. Big Baptist John. The Lord said of him, amongst men born of women, there was none greater than John the Baptist. And boy, I'm going to tell you that silly Herod, boy, did he seal his fate, huh?
Yep.
All righty.
Pastor Ernie, I got to correct
you. Pastor Ernie.
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Ernie, that narrative there was excellent. It was really, really good.
Yeah, well, thank you. How did you like my singing?
Well, that's something else, but I mean the narrative was very, very good.
I enjoyed your singing, Esther.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it also.
Sound like Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Oh, we got to stop it.
Pastor Ernie, I got to correct myself. I made a misstatement. Okay, so I want to go to the verse there that talked about the sins. It's in Deuteronomy 5, and it says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." So okay. I got it wrong. I said second and third. It's actually third and fourth. So, anyway, but you did good, Pastor Ernie. You got an A. And
See, people misquote that all the time because I have people saying to me, "Well, my dad and his dad were wicked men, and now I'm paying the price." And I say, what makes you think so? Well, and they quote that verse, they parrot it, but it says, to those that hate him. So you say, well, then you hate God? Well, no, of course not. Well, then why are you saying that? Because the Bible says, for those that hate God, okay?
Right.
So
that's a big condition.
Yep. Now, here's the thing. I like doing business with local businesses, especially family-owned local businesses. I will always shop at a local business, a family-owned, especially small business, whenever I can do that, other than going to a big box company, especially to one of the woke companies. But anyhow, so I every now and then, when you get exceptional service, I give them a good shout-out on the air. And that's what I want to do tonight for Newberry Tire Company. Newberry Tire Company. I had a tire that got... a puncture in it, needed to get fixed. I took it over to them, and those folks, boom, I mean, they had it done. I mean, and you know, because a lot of times if you go into some of these real busy places, they'll actually act like they're doing you a favor by just waiting on you, you know.
Yeah.
But here, these people were super friendly. So that's Alex Gall over at Newberry Tire, family-owned business, and the address is 10069 Kinsman Road, and that's in Newberry, Ohio. It's right about halfway between Route 306 and Route 44 on Route 87 in Newberry. So the phone number there is 440-564-9227. You folks out there, you want good service, and they've got good prices. They don't have a lot of overhead, so they give you good prices. 440-564-9227. Let them know that you heard about them here, too. Okay. Now, John.
Yes, President.
Okay. The Dark Prince abomination, he corrupted the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, Pentagon. Remember Bill O'Reilly kept saying how incompetent he was, and I kept telling O'Reilly, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy... He is working overtime. He is corrupting. He is planting seeds of dissent. Remember, John, how we would go every day? We would say, "Do you see what he's done today? You see what he's done today?" When he purged 11 four-star generals, 260 high-ranking officers altogether. Anyone who believed in the Constitution, he replaced them with bootlickers. And so now, you've seen the corruption in the FBI, and we don't even have a Department of Justice. I saw Garland Merrick standing next to Joe Obama today, as Joe Obama was trying to talk his way out of this latest thing that they purposely caused, and that was the baby formula. This is the latest crisis that they did on purpose. So, but now we've got an FBI... has got a leaker or whistleblower. Tell us about it, McTernan.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. This is really, really interesting. In fact, let me go over and get to the article I have on this. Of course, you wouldn't catch anything in the main news about it. But what happened was, here's the article, "Whistleblowers reveal FBI-investigated parents who spoke at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, despite Garland's testimony to Congress that they didn't do it." So someone within the FBI had to be fairly high-ranking, Pastor Ernie, to do this, leaked documents which were posted. And here's the very interesting, that they were looking for, this was the criteria to start a criminal investigation against parents who spoke out at school board meetings. Number one, they had to have guns, Pastor Ernie. Isn't that shocking?
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking? And number two, they were looking for them to be like, let's say, members of your church or some what they call right-wing organization, and that was enough. That was enough to trigger an investigation of these people.
Well, we had several members of our church speak out at these school board meetings and let them have it, okay? And, yeah, they got guns, and I've got guns, too. And we understand that we're obligated. Under God's word, the Bible makes it very clear we are to defend each other. And we are living in a very hostile time where the government has become so corrupted. It's the enemy of the people now. And
well,
so, yeah.
Well, Ernie, it's very possible that members of your church were under investigation by the FBI. And what I think happened was it leaked out somehow, and some of the senators picked up on it, and they made it public, and then Garland went out and lied to the Senate, and then I think that whole exposure and the Senate being outspoken killed it, that they wouldn't go forward anymore because of that.
But you see, remember, there was a time that they prosecuted these people, besides conservatives, for lying, and we're seeing, well, we saw Garland lying to the Senate. We saw Fauci tell lie after lie after lie after lie, and they don't get prosecuted. Why? Well, because we don't have a Justice Department, and to do that, I can tell you this: we can't survive another whole year of Joe Obama. They're purposely causing one crisis after the other crisis after the other crisis. And so here, you've got, and you know, the wickedness of these people out there, you know, when it comes to the baby formula, there was one of the Democratic women, a congresswoman, I should have wrote her name down, she said, pardon?
Probably Carmack.
Yeah, that was it, I believe. She said that...
we need to stop having so many children.
No, she said, you got to quit. She said, you got to quit feeding your children and start killing them. No, she said, you got to start killing them. In other words, she used the word abortion, which means killing your child. You got to start aborting them, and you won't have to feed them and go to work. And so that is wicked. That's you have to be
that
wicked.
Was probably the wrong name I gave you. I thought you were looking for the Republican that was investigating this. Sorry.
Well, you know, the other name was something like that. It was sounded something like that, very similar, I believe. But
yeah, well, she went to the border and...
Yeah, I saw her, yeah.
Yeah, they're stockpiling the baby formula for the illegals entering the country. There you go. America last. Let the American kids root around and the parents stress over trying to feed their babies, but make sure you got it stockpiled for the illegals. Not that, you know, all babies need to be taken care of, but Biden, you know, Pastor Ernie, this was my comment about that. You know, unfortunately, God created hell, but there are people that justly deserve it, and Biden, unless he repents, he's going to be deep down there, deep in hell.
I don't think. I think he's at the point right now where he's been given over. You know, I don't think that you're going to see him. That it's even would be possible for him at this point because he's been given over totally to a reprobate mind. I mean, this
one
man.
One thing I want to add to this, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
These women that are trying to buy or get food for their babies. I posted an article, and I will pin it to the top of our news site. Perry County Real News on Facebook. It's a history on how babies were fed, and it tells them how to make food for their babies if they have to. So I'll put that on the top of our page, and if anybody needs that information, they can get it there.
You know, it was an interesting thing because Wendy Wilson was here on Wednesday night, and I asked, I said, you know, I'm curious because it used to be, I remember when I was young, seemed like all the women nursed their babies, and they all nursed their babies back in those days. Now there's few, and there's a lot of reasons why. Nowadays, because women aren't as healthy, okay? You've got a higher rate of cancer, but she went into it, and talked about the different reasons, and like some women can't produce enough milk and so on and so forth. But this Bette Midler said, she goes out and she says, haven't you heard of nursing your baby? Like you can turn it on and turn it off.
Yep.
But I don't think it works that way. Well, maybe McTurner. Tell us how it works, McTurner.
I don't know what to say, Pastor Ernie. You got me pinned here.
All right. Well, we'll just move on.
Back. You got me back. I was having sport with you, and you got me back.
Yeah.
I think when you said America last, that really should be Biden's campaign for next election, because that's basically what he's done.
It is.
I mean, everything he's done is America last.
It's not incompetence. This is done purposely. Everything is being done by design.
Yeah.
No. Pastor Ernie, we discussed this about Obama, not only Obama, but primarily Obama. If he said this legislation, you can keep your doctor and you can go to any hospital you want, things like that, all you got to do is whatever he says, you take the opposite. And it happened every time. Every time. This legislation will increase jobs. No, it didn't. The economy lost like 500,000 jobs because of this legislation. Everything, Pastor Ernie, was lying and to hurt America. And now with Biden there, he's a puppet, and Obama is the one that I'm sure it's him that's running the show.
Obama's actually said that.
Yeah, he did. And this is orchestrated, slow motion, precise destruction of every facet of America, every facet, Pastor Ernie, and it's. The slow motion is picking up speed now, and we have to realize as Americans that we have a government that is not for the people. It hates Americans, and it's got a whole other agenda, and its agenda is to destroy us, and the world. But they want to destroy us, and then in their perverted agenda, they're going to raise up a whole new, better world. That's what they're thinking. And it means killing off, Pastor Ernie, millions, untold millions, maybe in the hundreds of millions of Americans and other people worldwide. These are murderous psychopaths now that are in power.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right when you look at Fauci. Fauci, he did that experiment on, spent, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars experimenting on puppies, torturing little dogs, little beagles. They actually learned nothing. Nothing was learned from that, other than the dogs suffered a whole lot. But then again, Fauci's behind this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish it. I'm sorry.
He's also behind that here. John, like in Maryland, and where they try to pass legislation, was that ever signed into law in Maryland, the 28 days after birth?
No, that's it.
No.
It's in the Senate right now.
Okay, so they still, good. At least that hasn't been done yet. Anyhow, but here, these babies, the ones that and like in New York, they passed that. You kill a baby right up until it's born. In Virginia, even you can keep it, they said, 3 or 4 days or something more?
Well, tried, Ernie, but it's only up till birth.
Okay. And I know California, they want to go way over birth.
Yeah, a month, 28 days.
They want 28 days.
So here, and people think, then they're just going to kill these children. No, they're selling their body parts.
Yeah.
The idea is there's for a full-term baby like that, and you've got these wicked Democrat women that will carry a child to term because they'll get tons of money for that child, okay? And you've got these wicked, wicked people like Fauci and others that experiment on these children, but they dissect them. They're wickedness. I mean, this is evil, just like in those that offered up their children to Baal worshippers. I mean, just as evil as evil gets. They are as evil as evil gets. And so,
the Bible, Pastor Ernie, calls that they're without natural affection.
And so, yeah.
They're not human anymore. We're God has designed us in a certain way to have certain emotions. And these people now, the emotions and feelings that God created us with, they don't have them anymore. They're either hardened or they're, as the Bible says, without natural affections.
Yeah, pretty much soulless.
Yep. And so here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got.
Modern MRIs.
Yeah, you've got that Professor Alan Walker. He was just hired by John Hopkins after leaving University of Virginia, and he was leaving there because he was promoting pedophilia. He was promoting pedophilia, right?
Minor attracted persons.
So that shows you. So he gets hired by the University of
John Hopkins.
Yeah. And he gets hired there to prevent child sexual abuse. So you hire a pedophile to do that.
Yeah.
These people have lost their entire minds, I mean, completely.
Well, it tells you, Pastor Ernie, what's going on in John Hopkins. It's obviously a hotbed of places for pedophiles. Why would you do that unless you agreed with pedophilia and you wanted to expose children to them?
It's their agenda.
I wanted to add what you said about Fauci. I'm sure you remember this. Back in the 90s, they took unwanted AIDS babies in New York City.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And he experimented on all these drugs and all of that, and a whole bunch of them died. And they suffered, and this was Nuremberg law violation type stuff he did. So this ruthlessness that he showed back in the 90s, it's nothing new with him. What he's done the last couple of years now, it's and I'm sure that if you get into his background, there's many other things. This guy is ruthless. He's as the other brother there said, he doesn't have a soul.
Yeah.
Yep. Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
One more thing I want to add, being from Pennsylvania. I know you're aware of a doctor, Mr. Levine, who believes in his delusion.
Oh, yeah.
He's been elevated, of course, to the federal government, so now he's has the ability and is spreading his perversion education around the nation. And that's at Bahamas. Not Obama. I keep going Biden, Obama now. Biden's request. So there you have it. Biggest pervert that came out of Pennsylvania is now spreading his perversion through the nation.
Well, look, what do you have with Joe Obama? Joe Obama's own daughter has come out and said that he made her shower with him when she was a teenager. What do you call that? Okay.
Pedophilia.
Yeah. I've seen picture after picture of Biden, and that one really grossed me out was when he had this little four or five-year-old boy.
Yeah,
you saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, had his hands on either side of his face, and he's trying to kiss that little boy on the lips. I saw another picture where he had this young, a pretty little blonde-headed girl, and he had his hands on his shoulder, and he was trying to smell her hair. And her mother was trying to pull her away. The look on the mother's face was astonishing. But anyhow, so you've got this. Now look, they're always going to do the opposite of what's right. It's always going to be totally the opposite of what's right. Who did he appoint? He appointed this crazy woman to the Department of Disinformation. So here, he's created this Department of Disinformation. And that is under Homeland Security. And so here now, now, author and Islamic terrorism expert Robert Spencer has accused the Joe Obama regime of ignoring real terrorists on American soil. Absolutely, he has. You know, you don't see him going, they didn't go after burn, loot, and murder. They didn't go after Antifa, but they went after the Patriots there on January 6th. They went after the American Patriots. And
the terrorists.
Yeah. And so here, now, as he goes on to say, accused the Obama regime of ignoring the real terrorists in American soil. Instead, the founder of Jihad Watch said, the government is focusing on fighting against so-called disinformation. Fighting disinformation always involves censorship. Big tech companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google only allow speech adhering to the standard. Making things worse is the Biden regime's establishment of the Disinformation Governance Board under the Department of Homeland Security. This suggests people who dissent from the government's lines are going to be treated as terrorists. Well, guess what? That's us.
Yep. Jihad Watch is really one of the best sites out there documenting all the Islamic terrorist actions basically around the world. They keep an up-to-date database, and it's just unbelievable when you go through it. We don't see any of that on the news.
No, no, you don't. And
well, Pastor Ernie, the First Amendment was created, free speech was against the government. It was that the government could not control our speech. That's what it was for. This is what they're doing. We don't have to have the government approve our speech. That is none of their business. So this is, if there's anything left to America, this should be destroyed in the courts. But, you know, who knows? I mean, now. But really, what he's doing is directly against the First Amendment. If he doesn't like, if the government doesn't like what I have to say about COVID-19 and the death shot and the election of 2020, it's too bad. They can't control it. Now, here's what's happening. You take like Facebook and all these other sites like that. They receive money from the government and listening to the government about what to censor. So although you might say Facebook is independently owned, it becomes de facto a government agency. So we've got tremendous legal grounds here. If there's anything left, I have to qualify it. If there's anything left in the courts, because the government cannot, by their constitution, cannot censor our speech. If they don't like it, it's too bad.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. But again, see, the problem of it is we don't have a Department of Justice anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually more than the Justice Department. It's going into court and getting like a, what would you call it? An injunction.
Yeah. Well, the courts tuck tail. They cowed down when it came to hearing, because everybody knows that election was stolen from Donald Trump. Everybody knew it. But they were afraid. They cowed down. They were afraid to do what they were supposed to do. Their job is to hear a case. That there's evidence, which there was tons of evidence, but they were all part of the coup. They failed. They tucked. And they dishonored us.
Pastor Ernie. Here, real quick. In Pennsylvania, and I'm going to name names, we have Senator John DeSanto. He is my senator.
Okay, but you're going to have to hold it right there, because we're up against a hard break, and it's coming right exactly now.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.